Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 and time for the Dr. Triana Show. Our phone lines are wide open at 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. Feel free to call in with any questions or comments along the way. The Dr. Triana Show is brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance and the Triana Prevention Center. And now here's our host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Boy, we got a group here today. We have Zane, who's always our engineer, and we have a just wonderful guest. We're very lucky because he's homegrown, right?
I am homegrown.
Okay. Dr. Kevin Van Nordstrand, and we're going to talk to him. And then we also have an intern from USF. What's your name?
My name is Allison.
Okay, Allison, that's great. But we are really very happy. Dr. Kevin Van Nordstrand is here. He has a gorgeous new place. I went there. It was very nice.
I appreciate that.
Spinal Health and Rehab Integrative Medicine.
Yeah.
And where is that?
Okay, Spinal Health and Rehab Integrative Medicine is located on the corner of Virginia and 41 South. Cross Street, actually, in Punta Gorda.
Great. I know. And it's pretty new. You just opened up there, didn't you?
Yep. We actually opened up 1 year ago.
1 year.
Yeah. And things have just flown by this whole year. It's been amazing.
That's wonderful. And it is a gorgeous place. And I want you to talk us about your group there. But first, I want to talk a little bit about you. And so you went to Port Charlotte High.
Oh, yeah. Go Pirates. That's me. Went to Port Charlotte High School, graduated in 1992.
Okay. And then what did you do next?
I went to the University of North Florida up in Jacksonville. And from there, I transferred up to Atlanta, Georgia. I went to Life University. They had an undergrad and a graduate program. And I ended up completing a bachelor's in science nutrition and then got in early to do my doctorate for chiropractic and finished everything up fairly quick. And at the ripe old age of 23, graduated with my bachelor's and my doctorate.
Wow. Where were you, on speed dial?
I'd never had a summer off. I had a goal, and I just went through it and doubled credits and did whatever I could to get through with it and then move on with life.
That is wonderful. So young to become a doctor of chiropractic, that is great. And you have such an interesting, first of all, I have to tell you, your website is great.
Well, appreciate that.
It is really good. And you have a very interesting website, too, because you talk about your whole team. Talk about your team.
All right. Our team at Spinal Health and Rehab is an integrated team. And this is a different concept for Charlotte County. Basically, we have our concept doesn't revolve around just a chiropractor or just a physical therapist. Or just a medical doctor. We are a team. We have a full-time medical doctor who's a sports medicine doctor. His name is Dr. Rios. He has been practicing medicine for, oh gosh, I think like 30-something years. He, at the highest level, he was a surgeon for a number of years, and then he had an injury, and he converted to doing sports medicine specific. He was the medical doctor for professional boxing.
Wow.
And U.S. Olympic boxing. He was the medical doctor, ringside examiner. He also, for 8 years, he was the only medical doctor, and he traveled with the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation. He traveled with them for 8 years. So he is, and he's treated all their injuries. And so he has seen physical medicine at its best with athletes. And he has a really good idea of understanding of structure and function and how things operate. So he was the perfect medical doctor to fit our practice. So with Dr. Rios, we have Dr. Rios. We have Bob Delotta, who is a physical therapist. And Bob Delotta has been with us for over a year now. He's a physical therapist for now 17 years. And we also have Dr. Chance, Eric Chance. He's new. He's a chiropractor, and he comes from the other coast. I handpicked him. I went through 18 people to try to find the right chiropractor, and Dr. Chance was the right guy for us. He has great knowledge. He speaks very well. He loves his patients, and together we work with patients. So, for example, traditionally, some patients have been to just chiropractors, and some patients have been to just physical therapists. But they've never been to a clinic that does both.
Integrative.
Exactly. That's
bring it together.
It makes sense. So chiropractors, where chiropractors are great, is they get joints to move. But where chiropractors fail is sometimes they don't take the time to do the strengthening for those joints once they're moving. Now, physical therapy on the other end is essential, and it's super important in what we all need most of the time. But physical therapy, in my opinion, sometimes fails because it's not they're reinforcing an alignment that's not proper. They're taking a joint that's not moving and they're strengthening that joint. So when you combine the two, where you take chiropractic where it moves the joint, and then you take physical therapy, which strengthens the joint after it's moving, you have a different concept. So patients who have gone to physical therapists and have failed, or have gone to chiropractic and failed, they need to try both together. And that's what our focus is at Spinal Health and Rehab Integrative Medicine. Additionally, we use Dr. Rios, the medical doctor.
Yes. For pain, you said you have a new also to help patients with pain when they come in, they can't move at all.
Absolutely. So majority of people are coming to us for pain. And when they have pain, Dr. Rios can help ease some of that pain with either injections or whatever he chooses or deems fit that's going to be the best course of action for that patient to decrease their pain. Now, when he is able to decrease their pain, that patient will have less muscle spasm or right. muscle guarding. At that time, when you have less muscle guarding, then the chiropractor can adjust the patient better. In addition, the physical therapist can strengthen the patient better. So when you combine everything together, we get a different result than just doing each one as an individual.
I think that's a beautiful concept. And if anyone in our audience has any questions for Dr. Kevin Van Noorsteren, please give us a call at 206-1580. The lines are open. Or call us at 888-441-1580. We really have great to have a guest who has so much experience. And I always have to ask my guests this question because I think it's so important to find out what led you down this path as a little kid.
That's a good question.
Or when you were older.
No. I graduated high school when I was 17, and I always did photography. I played sports. But it's just something holistically felt good with chiropractic. When I graduated high school, truth be known, I never went to a chiropractor. My brother was actually at that time studying to become a chiropractor. So I have to say, under influence of my brother, the idea and the concept of holistic or non-allopathic type of route really fit my nature. So I started looking into it and I really said, you know what? I kind of like this. And that's what really sparked my interest. I got to say my brother was my influence.
Oh, wow. But then you did the nutrition too.
Absolutely. So if philosophically within chiropractic, inflammation is very important. And part of inflammation is sometimes the diet and what we consume. So I felt once you have your doctorate, you have to have an undergrad. So my undergrad, it made sense to me to have a degree in nutrition so I could address some of those nutritional needs. So I have a degree in nutrition, bachelor's in science in nutrition, which is actually an RD degree, and then my doctorate in chiropractic.
I think that's so important. You're right. And there's so much that we do in our lives that increases the inflammation, like smoking. We know high blood pressure. We know the root of vascular disease is inflammation.
Correct.
Poor diet. High blood sugar levels causes inflammation.
Right.
Even lack of exercise. Fat cells produce cytokines, which cause inflammation. So if you're not eating correctly or you're not getting the right, like I was saying before, I have horses, or I did have a horse, and he's in heaven now, but for over 20 years. And we worried more about our horse nutrition and minerals and our dogs than even people.
Right. And that's what, it drives me crazy. I have to say, if you're one of my patients or you know me, you'll know I'm extremely passionate about what I do and what I talk about. And I have patients come to me and they're not following the right path. And they're saying, why am I in pain? Why am I doing this? But then we look at their diet and we see their diet is rich in carbs and rich in, they don't have any vegetables, for example. The fruits and vegetables are essential part of our diet. we should be eating 6 to 8 different fruits and vegetables. For those patients who think that the food pyramid they grew up with is the right diet, that's a misconception. That's changed. The American government has changed that to a whole different food paradigm, and right. They should Google that to look at it. The plate, exactly. And we've gone away from, you know, I do have the philosophy of healthy meats and oils in our diet. Oils are extremely important for brain nutrition. Everything we eat right now is carb-based, and that creates a addiction in our bodies. And you mentioned it earlier.
Oh, the sugar. I have people come in and they say, I just don't know why I'm losing weight. They're drinking 5 or 6 sodas.
Right.
I said, do you know there's 10 teaspoons of sugar in a can of real Coke?
See,
10 teaspoons. I've never seen anybody put 10 teaspoons, and I'm Cuban, in even their coffee. Now, I mean, how can you drink a can of soda with 10 teaspoons of sugar?
What drives me crazy even above that is people also will look and say, hey, I drink Diet Coke or Coke Zero. Now, what they don't understand is they look at the sugar concept and the calorie content, and they say, well, listen, if there's no calories in it, how is that affecting my body? But what they don't realize is the metabolic action it has in their body, where it will cause it'll affect the thyroid, decrease their metabolism. So if it decreases their metabolism, suddenly this person is not processing, or they're not burning their calories as fast as they should. That's the metabolism. Metabolism is the way we burn calories in our body. Is that what you
agree
with that?
Yes, it's the engine.
It's the engine, right.
How are we doing? But it is true that everyone's engine is a little different. And we have to individualize. Because there are people, like I know myself, I really do like carbohydrates. I mean, and also in my growing up, what was the biggest insult anybody would give? You know, if you say to somebody, they never even gave me a cup of coffee, you feed people.
Right.
You know, in the Latin culture, you feed people. You make them happy, you feed them. So really, what we need to look at is not just what we eat, but individualize it to each person. But you were right about the sodas. It isn't just the fact that the sodas affect also our metabolism. Another way they do is they raise insulin.
Absolutely.
When your insulin levels are high, inflammation.
Right.
It was so funny because I was in my spinning class at the YMCA, and Brenda's our trainer there. Brenda eats a very, very clean diet. She lean proteins, greens, lots of fruits and vegetables. And one day she likes to talk to us while we're training, and she says, you know, I just can't wait to get home until this workout's over. I can go home and enjoy that sweet potato that I've been craving all day, and maybe I'll have a pear for dessert. And the ladies are saying, oh, my goodness, I'm craving cake and I'm craving a soda and all this. But I think the lesson learned there is once you start taking, and I need to do this, believe me, I am guilty. My hands up right now. I have a horrible, horrible diet. It's pizza. It's all the bad stuff. But I think, let me just ask you this as a question. When you start eating fruits and vegetables, doesn't your body... don't you start craving those and stop craving the stuff you used to eat that's bad? Isn't there a transition
there?
That's
an awesome question, and it's a very common question. I have to say that there is a certain type of brain reaction that happens within the food that we eat, because we develop a enjoyment, or we're trying to become full or feel better when we eat. Some people eat because of emotional issues. There's a lots of different things going on there. But to answer your question, I usually take patients and I will put them on a 21-day detoxification course. And what this detoxification course does, your first 10 days, you're taking a supplement that's going to be focused at your gut. Your gut is one of the most important parts of our body. And it has to have the good uptake, it has to have the right flora, and it has to have the right uptake for the nutrition to go into your body. So we need to clean that out first. So we stop all the carbs, and the first 10 days, all you're eating is you're eating fruits and vegetables, and no carbs, and you're doing a supplement to kind of get the gut working. After the 10 days, we start to implement small pieces of meat, chicken, fish, beef perhaps, and then we do that for 21 days. What I tell my patients is I put patients on this protocol in not just to get them to lose weight, quote unquote, but actually to break the dependency of carbs. Because it's not going to, if someone went to Publix and bought some grapes and some oranges and they started eating them, they're still going to want carbs. You got to break that dependency. And that's where the biochemistry within the brain happens. You know, when we eat something and Dr. Triano
raises our dopamine.
Correct. Raises our dopamine.
Makes you feel good.
So we got to find a different avenue to be satisfied with what we eat.
How many people have told me that, yeah, I had a salad for lunch, but you know what? I'm still hungry.
Right.
This didn't satisfy me. You know?
But those are the people who are used to having a 3,200 calorie diet a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and they're when we walk into a room, let's be realistic. We walk into a room and we have a turkey, we have chips, and we have bread, and we have vegetables. We walk into this room, we're starving. What are we going for? We're going for the bread. Yeah. Everyone goes for the bread first. Carbs, because we feel that satisfies our body. Now, I am very opinionated in what I believe, and I believe that the bread that we eat now, I believe in genetically modified, our foods are different than what our grandparents used to eat. Okay, that's my belief. So I don't believe the bread you had in the 30s and 40s was as addictive as it is now. And I feel that we have to break that dependency on the carbs.
Because there's bromide in the bread.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's not good. It affects your thyroid too. There's a lot that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to go. Tangent here.
But no, it is. No, I agree.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you.
Cool. Appreciate that.
That there's a lot in the bread that you know, that extra things that are put in. I'm not disagreeing. I'm agreeing. And it has been change. And, you know, everything's changed. We've changed. We're genetically been changing and what we can deal with. I think that's very important. But go ahead. What you were saying about the bread. People go for the bread first.
So people go for the bread first, in which we should really, that is mentally, we think that's going to satisfy us the most. And then we'd go for the protein and then maybe we'd eat the vegetables. Now, I do believe that we are, this is another philosophical thing. We are herbivores. We're not carnivores. Okay. And you can look at it's a good debate because you can look at any structure. Compare us to a horse or a cow. Okay. I believe we are horses and cows. If you look at our molars, we have molars. We have small little canines. We don't have sharp teeth. Everything mimics exactly what a canine, not a, with a herbivore.
But we're
looks
not
like.
As pretty as horses.
We're not. No, you're 100%
I'm
right.
I'm sorry.
You're 100% right on that one. But if you look at our mouth structure alone, we have a jaw that opens and it also retracts for grinding. Now, if you look at a dog, a wolf, a bear, or anything like that, a tiger, they only have their jaw structure does one thing: it opens and closes. It does not retract to grind things down. Now, so from our saliva is alkaline. A horse is alkaline. Our bodies are eerily similar to herbivores, and we don't have a lot of characteristics of carnivores, yet we eat meals, okay? So we eat our breakfast, we eat our lunch, and we eat our dinner. And what happens is in these meals, we eat a meal, we have an increase in insulin, and then we hit a spike, and then it drops, glucagon takes over, it drops down, and then we get into this carb coma. We get tired. We eat something. We get this spike for about 20 minutes, half hour. All of a sudden, we sit down there, and we get tired. Like, you're hungry. You go into a room, and you grab these crackers, and all of a sudden, you're hungry again 20 minutes later, half hour later. Now, that's the food that we're putting in. So my philosophy is this, is we're supposed to be eating all day long. And when you eat a consistent meal consisting of fiber, you're going to actually not get this insulin spike, which is also going to decrease the storage of fat. And overall, you're going to have this path where emotionally, you're going to be more balanced the whole day long. Agree?
I think there's a place for this. It's not for everyone.
Correct.
But I totally agree because there's some people that will graze and graze to their 500 pounds too.
Okay, yeah, but then again,
that's what I meant.
What are we grazing?
I know that's
are we
what
grazing
I meant.
Snicker bars.
Well, that's why they tell you.
I know. So I mean, that's what I see. What
you're right.
Physiologically, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But then there's some people that, like I've never been a grazer. I love to eat.
Right.
But there's people that they will graze. I've seen people graze all day long, and all potato chips, this and that, all the bad things. So you have to look at it. And anyways, it's so fascinating to have somebody who has so much background in nutrition. It's people are now paying more and more attention to it.
Right.
You know?
And they are. And I will, for the people listening, please understand that there's a lot of information out on the web and in the world, and even what I'm saying. I urge everyone to research, do their own research, develop their own understanding. Don't just listen to one person or the other.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Make your own decision that's best for your body and for you, not just what I'm saying on this radio show today.
No, it's for everyone. You need. That is the mission that I have, this radio show. I want everyone to learn more about their bodies, learn more about their health, learn more about what's out there to help them.
Right.
Like, for example, if a person has a problem and they need to go to a chiropractor, a lot of patients don't realize, can they just walk in and make an appointment, or do they have to be referred?
That's a very good question. In the world of chiropractic, we are considered primary care physicians. So you do not need you never need a referral. You can just call up, make an appointment, and go see the chiropractor. And the chiropractor, when you see a chiropractor, the first thing they should do is a thorough exam. They should not throw you up on a table, should not start cracking your back, not anything. They should do a thorough exam, a history, understanding any kind of ailments you've had in the past. This exam should take 45 minutes, half hour to 45 minutes, to truly understand what's going on with the patient. After then, that doctor should take x-rays, look at MRIs, look whatever he has to do to establish a diagnosis. And from that diagnosis, he can give a proper prognosis. If you've not received those things in that order, then I believe you should maybe seek another chiropractor. But
you talked about that on your website. There's different phases of care.
Oh, yes, there is.
I thought that was very good, the way you presented. You have someone comes in, they want relief, relief care. And, you know, it's urgent. Oh, I got the pain or whatever.
Right.
And then you go to corrective care and then wellness care. That whole philosophy is very good, because you may get through the acute phase and then you get better. But then what are you going to do to prevent going back to that problem again?
Quite often, the patients that we see in the office are chronic patients, patients who have already established degeneration, disc problems, things that have been recurring for some time. And chiropractic, I believe in everything that we do, but we're not the end all to all. When I adjust a patient, it's not that I crack one thing and suddenly they're good as new for the rest of their life. No, unfortunately, they've established a certain amount of degeneration. So with chiropractic, our first thing is get them out of pain. And when they start to feel better, that's great. Now we move into corrective care, where we can maybe... Degeneration is caused by too much pressure in one place for too long. That's degeneration, whether it's degeneration on your tire in your car, or it's degeneration in your spine or your hip. It's had too much pressure in one place for too long. That's how things degenerate. There's a system that happens also within the body, but if we can take pressure off that area, change the posture, the pressure is not on that area, and keep motion in the joint, then we're going to prevent that problem from we're going to prevent further degeneration. I kind of give an analogy of let's say I had a rusty bolt.
Okay.
And I took a wrench and I put it on that rusty bolt, and I took a little ball peen hammer and I slowly hit that wrench with that ball peen hammer. I slowly got that bolt to move. Now, if I take the wrench and the ball peen hammer off and I leave the rusty bolt on the wall, over time, it's going to rust back up because it's still a rusty bolt. But if once in a while I just put a little bit of motion into that bolt, we're going to prevent rust from forming. So that's just a basic little analogy saying, if we keep motion in our joints, we're going to prevent the pressure from building up and it getting worse and degenerating further. So with chiropractic care, we're relief care. We go all the way down into wellness care, to where we want the patient to a continual of care if they have these chronic degenerative problems.
Well, this is really great. We have so much more to talk about, and we're going to take our little break. And feel free to call us at 206-1580. We're here with Dr. Kevin Van Nostrand, Doctor of Chiropractic. Okay, Zane.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button five times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:31 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and our phone lines are wide open here on the Dr. Triana Show at 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580. Don't be shy. Give us a call if you have a question today. And now back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana and her special guest, Dr. Van Nordstrom.
And good morning again, and thank you, everyone. I tell you, I am so blessed. I just love doing the show. And I want to thank Wayne Saliday. Last week, he was our guest. That was really great. He has so many good stories and so much information on disaster management. And then today, we have Dr. Kevin Van Nostrand, who is a homegrown doctor here in town. And he's just so nice. And he has so much information, too. But we want you, if you want to give us a call, again, 206-1580. I know everyone's out there enjoying the show because I have patients a lot of time. A lot of people tell me, and my patients, too, oh, I don't want to call because I don't want to interrupt. There's so much, such good information coming out. And, you know, you were talking about the folk. I liked about your website is that you have a 3D spine. Mm-hmm. And you really explain what is subluxation and degeneration. Could you give us a little recap? Because I know Zane was asking you some questions about spinal stenosis.
Okay. For those who don't know, the website is www.puntagordachiropractic.com. On the website, we have this 3D model. And basically what it explains is how the process of degeneration happens. And also the basic term of chiropractic, we call something called a subluxation. A subluxation is a joint where two bones misalign and it causes pressure to a nerve. Now, this nerve pressure can come when there's actually a significant pressure against the nerve, whether it's coming from the disc or bone, and that happens in a small percentage. But there's also a pressure that happens with the nerve where inflammation will decrease a signal or change the way a nerve reacts, causing more pain. That's also a type of subluxation. So when the joint is in a better alignment, we're removing the subluxation and we're removing the interference from the nerve. Now, the nerve is very important because the nerves, they come out of our spine. They go into our muscles, our skin, and they even go to the organs. So having pressure on the nervous system can lead to other problems. It can lead to a muscle weakness, leg weakness, arm weakness, wherever the nerve that's impinged is going to. Or it can lead to numbness, pins and needles, tingling, burning, general pain. Anatomically, philosophically, there is something called a somatovisceral reflex in which the muscle or the bone aspect, we'll keep it simple, will affect the nerve, which causes the viscera, which is our visceral organs, to not function as well. So,
plus you get depression when you're in pain.
Absolutely,
that's the worst part. People would get depressed. They don't want to. They don't want to move, which they should. You know,
right?
They get depressed and they get hopeless and helpless.
Well, let me throw something at you that's going to kind of
That's the worst part.
I'll tell you something that we might agree with or disagree.
No, it does affect.
That you're 100% right on that. You're 100% right on that. Within a subluxation, let's just say the nerve that comes out of the neck is C. Let's talk about C5. That C5 nerve specifically goes to the thyroid. If a person has, let's say, degeneration or pressure on that nerve, and that nerve specifically goes to the thyroid, if that nerve is sending, let's say, 50% of its nerve flow or energy, 50% less to the thyroid's not going to do its normal function because it has less energy. And over time, that can also develop a problem within the thyroid or the rest of the body. Something as simple as that can have effect. A subluxation can have effect on the body.
Well, the thing is this. We are total beings. If you could sit there and divide us up into little pieces, we're not. Every part of our body affects the other part. The hormones affect. We have receptors everywhere in every cell. The nerves affect. The muscles. If you're in pain, you know, our gut. People used to think, oh, our intestines are just a tube that, you know, takes out nutrition and throws out waste. No, it's part of our immune system.
Oh, yeah.
It affects our brain. We have what's called a microbiome in our intestines. There's so much research. So if anybody says you're not connected, the mind, the heart-gut connection, the mind, the heart and mind connection, we're connected.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not so easy to, you don't just chop it up into pieces.
No.
And this is the whole important thing about looking at the whole person. And the solution is to get to the root cause of the problem, which is what you're explaining. The solution is not just giving something to mask it. Just give a pill or give a medicine and say, well, you're done. No, what's really causing your problem?
I agree with everything you're saying, and the one word that comes into my mind is a word called homeostasis.
Right.
Homeostasis is the body's trying to always figure out how to find a place of peace, and it or how could I explain this on the air? We're always
a balance.
Trying
it
to
wants
find
to
a balance.
Be a balance.
Exactly.
It wants to heal itself too.
Exactly.
But the thing is, as we know, in many thousands of years, the Indian Sanskrit and all that, most diseases, unfortunately, we give them to ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately. So this is the whole idea. We are trying to emphasize prevention, preventing the disease. We don't want you to get to the point, as I say to my patients,
right,
to have a big event. And then you've fallen off the cliff. Let's look at things beforehand. Let's see what we can do to help you so you don't go down that road. Don't go down that slippery slope, remember?
That's right. Nobody wants damage control. That's what we don't want. Yeah.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
It is. It's true. It's really true. And this is what's so beautiful about taking care of patients.
Well, let me ask you, do you think that's a society problem? Because I think in our care, I'm lucky I've lived in Holland.
I was just going to bring that up. Talk to us about
that. And in Europe, there is a different philosophy where
people... But why did you go to Holland? What made you go there?
Oh, because I was like 23 and wanted to do something different. And I really had an opportunity that was in front of me. And I jumped on a plane. I had two bags and I left and I didn't take my flight home. And I went over there and the Dutch government needed chiropractors there. So they gave us an opportunity. They said, financially, 35% of all the money I would make was tax-free because they wanted people from America or with the degree I had to come over there and work on the Dutch patients.
Wow.
So they really wanted us there because they understood what we did and how it helped people. So the idea of what a chiropractor there is in Holland is considerably different than what it is here in America. We were part of the patient's healthcare team. And that's how I view it. Each patient has a healthcare team. I am not I'm not spearheading them. The patient spearheads how they want to approach a problem, and I'm just part of his or her team. But originally, what I was saying is, in Holland, they view things different. Prevention is exercise, diet, nutrition. to prevent big problems. Here in America, unfortunately, my wife gets mad at me when I talk about this, we practice sick care. We only go see the doctor or the chiropractor or physical therapist, or we go to the gym when we're sick or hurting.
Yes, you know, which is not the good thing to do.
No, not at all. And we need to prevent. We need to practice health care. That's wellness. And that's what a very good chiropractor, not just me, everyone, there's great chiropractors in Charlotte County and in Fort Myers. It's not just me, but there's great chiropractors here that you can go see that can help you on that path. And there are great doctors who actually care about their patients, medical doctors who care about their patients beyond the sick care and want to keep them well.
Yeah, because, you know, part of what I talk about, too, is more good years. We know that we have a very high demographic here of patients who are older. Well, you know, older is now I have patients who are in their 80s and they play tennis every day. And, you know, so you have to look at what is it we can do to have more good years, especially since we have patients here, many of them are over the age of 65,
right?
Which is a higher demographic. But if you don't start with people who are younger, then they're not going to get there to the 80s.
Right.
In fact, the statistics are saying that this generation behind us may not live as long as us because of what they're doing.
Unfortunately, the way that we are taking care of our bodies, eating, drinking, and how we take care of ourselves is going to show if we're going to live longer or not.
I think the philosophy has to be, and it is hard to concentrate on what you're doing now so you have reward later.
Right.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
And that's part of some of the young people of today, they may not think about, you know, what do I have to sacrifice today so that later down the road I will be able to do more with my life or be the best that I can be.
I think that for people listening who are in their, I am 40 this year, and I can honestly.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
40.
Yeah. But I can honestly say, looking back, when I was in my 20s, I was like, I don't need to exercise. I don't need to do this or that. I'm always going to be this way. Well, guess what? That changed in my 30s, mm-hmm. and that changed in my 40s. And I can see that if people really took for granted, really understood what's going on with their bodies and took it more serious, they would be healthier longer and live longer. And I think that we've all gone through that time in our lives where we thought we were invincible, but we're not.
No. I'm 57, so now I know.
And there's, you know, with regard to diet especially, there's temptations all around us. But I was thinking just now about when I was a little kid. The first thing I did in the morning, most mornings, and especially on Saturday morning, there was, you know, all these cereal commercials just loaded with sugar. And it was kind of like, oh, I have to have that. And I used to ask my dad at 3 and 4 years old, I chose the cereal based on what prize was inside that.
Right.
I didn't care. And, you know, dad figured, I think mom and dad back then, they figured, oh, well, it's got vitamins in it. It must be good for them.
Right. And that's the unfortunate part of where our society has been conned by the producers of these cereals and stuff like that. Because those vitamins are not always become available in our body. It's just they're just words on a box, actually. They're not being absorbed. Exactly. And basically, we've gone so far away from whole foods. That's what we need. You know, patients, when you're just, if you guys heeded this tip, if you walked into your grocery market and you shopped on the outside of the grocery store and you got your vegetables, your produce, your meats, your fishes, and just shopped around the outsides and never went down an aisle, you'd be healthier. Because we have to, because think
about it.
The whole, all the aisle is all processed foods. If I tell my patients, if it comes from the earth, you can eat it. If you're eating it out of a box and it has more than five ingredients, you can't eat it. If there's one of those ingredients you can't pronounce the word, you definitely can't eat it because it's processed.
Or if it starts out with high fructose corn syrup.
Oh my gosh! Don't even get me started on that one.
No, I know. But,
holy cow!
No, this is so, Dr. Kevin Van Nostrand. So, what does a patient do? Tell us again where you're located, and if they want to call, give us your number to make an appointment.
Okay, so our office is located in Punta Gorda. And we were happy to see patients from anywhere, just as long as we could help them. You know, as long as they have problems, we could help. And I will be honest, not every problem do we have a solution for. And that, but in order to determine if we could help your problem, we usually see the patient first and we do a thorough exam. Through that thorough exam, we can say, listen, Mr. or Mrs. whatever, we have Smith, we can do this, that, or the other. We have to have acceptable ideas of what we have to know if how well we're going to help you or not, if it's going to be. Otherwise, I'm going to refer you somewhere else.
Yeah, you have someone's, to have a plan of action.
We have to have a plan of action. So we're located in Punta Gorda, on the corner of Virginia and 41, centrally located in Punta Gorda. Our number is 941-205-2180.
And give them your website, too. It's such a good website.
www.puntagordachiropractic.com.
Yeah, that's a great. So I love on your, you said, it's your life, live it in health.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That is very, that just sums it all up. That's so good. So one of the things I found very interesting about you is your work with animals. Talk to us about that.
Okay. So.
Because, you know, I'm an animal lover.
Well, animals are a passion of mine. A number of years ago, I went back to school and I went back for animal chiropractic. So I'm certified through the American Veterinary Chiropractic Association. And that's a special association. The course takes about over a year. I have to also take veterinary exams in order to be able to work on animals. So not only any chiropractor can adjust a horse or a dog, they have to be specially certified. And these courses that we take are they're filled with chiropractors and vets, and we take the classes all together.
How cool.
Yeah, so my vet partner through the whole thing was a girl, Dr. Funk, and she is the head professor at University of Virginia.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're still in contact. And what was amazing with that process is they usually paired up a chiro and a vet, because the vet was coming from a different paradigm, a medical paradigm, and the chiro really had a very good idea of structure and function. And chiropractic, we usually have a better feel because we're used to feeling joints and end play in joints. So we kind of were able to teach the vet when we worked as lab partners, and the vet was able to teach us more about the anatomy of the internal anatomy
of the animal.
So we really, it was really great, and we're still really close friends today.
I love that. Horse and Hound Adjusting. That's the name of your company, right?
Yes, Horse and Hound Adjusting. I specifically, the majority of patients that animals that I see are vet referrals. Mm-hmm. These are animals that can't, let's say a dog that can't jump up on a couch anymore. He suddenly just stopped jumping
Guess
up.
Guess what?
What?
I have Dachshunds.
Oh, Dachshunds. I can make a whole practice
but they're
on Dachshunds.
But they're doing okay right
oh,
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Samson, Delilah, and Dooley. Three Dachshunds, and they're so cute.
I have taken a Dachshund, and I've had Dachshunds come in where they're dragging their back feet. Patients call out and say, my Dachshund's in a world of hurt. So I'll work on that Dachshund, and usually in one to two visits, they're walking. They could be walking out the door. It's very rewarding. What I love about animals is there's going to be a lot of patients in out here in the radio land right now who say, oh, chiropractic doesn't work. Okay, that's their idea because that's what they were taught, or maybe they have that experience. But in the animal world, there is no placebo. It either works or it doesn't work. So I can take a horse, and the horses that we see are usually I'll see a horse from the $50,000 to $1 million horse. Mm-hmm. And these horses are at the highest level, world ranking.
They're athletes.
They're athletes. And if they're not taking, let's say a horse is not taking a right lead with their right leg
right.
and go or won't go to the right, it's usually because they have a problem with the shoulder or in the neck where they won't bend to the right. Now, I can adjust that horse and all of a sudden they'll take that lead or they'll do that jump. It's not that. There's no placebo there. It either works or it doesn't.
I think that's so fascinating because for me, I think horses are so beautiful. But I love my little Dachshunds.
Oh, yeah.
And they're little wiener dogs, and they're so cute. But how nice that you went ahead and did that. But I think you told me, too, that you're going to be working to formulate laws. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. Last week, I was invited to go to Tallahassee to work on the current law and to change the current law for animal chiropractic. And I was just invited last week, so we're pretty excited about it, and I'm going to get more information, and hopefully I can fit it into my schedule and make the trip up to Tallahassee to really make an impact on animal chiropractic in general.
That's wonderful.
Big blessing.
So it must be very few people who are double like that.
Well, yeah. From Tampa down to Naples, I want to say there is 4 or 5 of us who are completely certified. And if you need a chiropractor, I would recommend going on to the American Veterinary Chiropractic Association's website and look for a certified practitioner. There is a lot that goes into it. It's not that just a regular chiropractor can crack a dog's neck and make it feel better. That's a quadruped, humans are a biped, the anatomy is different, and there are special rules to working on animals. It's not as easy as it sounds.
No, but that's cool. But you said you're pretty busy, too, with your human practice, too, though.
Yes. My animals, if I really wanted to quit, I can do animals full-time and just do animals, horses and dogs. But presently with our multidisciplinary office that we've created with the medical doctor, the physical therapy, and the chiropractors, we're so busy. I work in the office, but I also have to work on the business.
Right.
There's two different things. I wear multiple hats. It's not always easy that I can just go in and see patients and go home and everything is good. It's my responsibility that the office runs correctly. And that's an ever-changing thing.
Yes.
It's a life of its own.
When you're a solo,
entrepreneur.
I'm the same way. I'm a solo doctor and I'm the captain of the ship there.
Right.
And it's a big ship. But it's a blessing just to take care and have people feel better.
Right.
Yeah, I think the whole philosophy that you're talking about is so cool, to bring together more than one discipline underneath the same roof to take care of a patient's problem. Right. And you're willing to say, look, there's other things that we need to do for this patient.
I can tell you stories that the big advantage in my office is that you're having multiple eyes view a problem from different perspectives. So I can tell you a story where I had a patient come in. This patient had back surgery like 6 months ago, was still having these radiating pains going down into her legs. She went back to her back surgeon, and it was a surgeon that was not in Charlotte County. It was out of the area surgeon. And the surgeon said, it's scar tissue and it'll probably get better in a year or so. So she came to me and I saw her. I saw her for 3 or 4 visits. Patient didn't feel any relief, wasn't getting better. And I sent her back she went to see Dr. Rios. And Dr. Rios said, you know what? We're going to take an MRI, not of your lumbar spine, but of your thoracic spine. I was like, okay, cool. You know, so he took this MRI of the thoracic spine. There was a spinal tumor.
Oh my
god. And the thoracic spine. I would have missed that all day long. And I'm not the best, guys. I would have missed that all day long. But that's the advantage to my office, is that the other practitioner looked outside the box, saw that something that wasn't working, thought about a different idea, and he made a decision, and we found the answer to this lady's problem. And that's the advantage of our office. You're not just getting the eyes of a chiropractor or a physical therapist or a medical doctor. You're getting the eyes of us all together, because we team up and we talk about our patients. Why aren't they not getting better? What worked and what didn't work?
Or the successful ones. If this one worked, is it? You know, because it's so wonderful when you make people feel better and they can become more mobile.
Correct. There's a lot of pleasure. There's a lot of satisfaction in helping patients and them feeling better. And part of my job is not just adjusting them so their bodies function better, but part of my job is to be their cheerleader, to promote. I can't do it all. If I can get a patient to move better, I'm now their cheerleader to get them to outside and walk and do walking programs, create a walking program. If I can teach somebody to do one jumping jack, and they did that jumping jack every single day, eventually they can do 2 jumping jacks. You have to have a starting point, and sometimes people need cheerleaders in their life.
You were saying, too, that you teach patients certain exercises to do at home, like you were just saying.
Absolutely.
To keep up what they need to keep up their movement.
Right. So there is part of our paradigm or our curriculum is that patients don't just get adjusted. They also have exercises. They see a licensed physical therapist who helps them move better. And the licensed physical therapist is going to teach them the correct exercises that's going to be specific to them for their problem. And the chiropractor and the physical therapist often speak about each patient because not every patient, if you have low back pain, there's so many different causes of that low back pain. And the chiropractor and physical therapist can look at it together and say, okay, let's work on this muscle group or that muscle group to improve this patient's problem.
So do you see a lot of young people?
In our office, we see mostly geriatrics. I would say I am a specialist and I'm not a specialist in anything, but I'm very good with seeing geriatric patients who are of Medicare age, but I have patients from infant all the way up. And it just happens to be because I'm in Punta Gorda, that's the demographic that I see. My daughter was born last January, and when my daughter was born, we had a midwife birth. My wife delivered her, and we had the midwife that was substituting that day did a very medical and horrible delivery, and she 180'd my child's neck, which that's the reason why we're having a midwife, and she did a medical delivery where my child developed torticollis. As a chiropractor, I saw it immediately. I adjusted my child about an hour after its birth, but I have a medical doctor, a chiropractor up in Sarasota who I love. Her name is Dr. Amy, and she has been doing pediatric chiropractic for 30 years. She's amazing. So I sent my wife went up to this to see Dr. Amy for the first 4 weeks of her life. She was going to see the chiropractor 3 or 4 times. She totally took care of the torticollis. My daughter functions.
Well, explain what torticollis is to our audience.
Okay, torticollis is. Wry neck is another name. It's a really stiff neck where the neck is locked to one side. So the child, let's say the neck was locked to the right side, the child wouldn't turn its head to the left. It wouldn't take the boob on the opposite side. Having that dysfunction at that earlier in age will cause the development of that child to be hindered. So improving the function of the child at the infancy will allow the child to reach these milestones and these developments a lot faster. Now, I'm not taking a child's neck and cracking it. The technique is a much softer, much easier. But the idea is the child is functioning correctly at the early age. A torticollis is you could wake up in the morning and sleep wrong on your pillow, and all of a sudden you wake up and you can't turn your head to the right. That's pretty much what most people have had that before.
Right.
That's a torticollis.
Stiff neck, they call it.
Stiff neck, wry neck, number of names. But it's very important to fix it in a child early on in life.
That's wonderful. God said for you to become a chiropractor so you could be there to help your daughter.
I would love that.
Remember, that was the destiny.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dr. Kevin Van Noorsteren, thank you so much for being our guest. You've been a great guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Zane.
You're welcome, doctor, as always.
Yes, and remember, we're here every Friday from 11:05 to 12, the Dr. Triana Show. Thank you to our nice intern. And everyone, stay healthy, and God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte. Coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and appliance repair in Southwest Florida.